Luke chapter 9. And he called together the 12, and gave them power and authority over all the demons, and to heal diseases. And he sent them to proclaim the kingdom of God, and to heal the sick. And he said to them, Take nothing for the journey, neither a staff, nor a bag, nor bread, nor money, nor have two tunics apiece. And into whatever house you enter, remain there, and from there go out. And as many as do not receive you, as you go out from that city, shake off the dust from your feet for a testimony against them. And they went out, and passed through village after village, announcing the gospel and healing everywhere. And Herod the Tetrarch heard of all that was happening, and was utterly perplexed, because it was said by some that John had been raised from the dead, and by some that Elijah had appeared, and by others that a certain prophet of the ancients had risen up. And Herod said, John I beheaded, but who is this concerning whom I hear such things? And he sought to see him. And when the apostles returned, they related to him the things they had done. And taking them aside, he withdrew privately into a city called Bethsaida. But the crowds found out and followed him. And he welcomed them and spoke to them concerning the kingdom of God. And those who had need of healing he healed. And the day began to decline. And the 12 came and said to him, Send the crowd away, so that they may go into the surrounding villages and fields to lodge and find provisions, because we are here in a deserted place. But he said to them, You give them something to eat. But they said, We have no more than 5 loaves and 2 fish, unless we go and buy food for all these people. For there were about 5,000 men. And he said to his disciples, Make them recline in groups of about 50 each. And they did so, and made them all recline. And he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and, looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke them, and gave them to the disciples to set before the crowd. And they ate, and were all satisfied. And what was left over among them was taken up, 12 handbaskets of broken pieces. And as he was praying alone, the disciples were with him. And he questioned them, saying, Who do the crowd say that I am? And they answered and said, John the Baptist, and others Elijah, and others that a certain prophet of the ancients has risen up. And he said to them, But you, who do you say that I am? And Peter answered and said, The Christ of God. But he charged them and commanded them to tell this to no one, saying, The Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. And he said to them all, If anyone wants to come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whoever wants to save his soul life shall lose it. But whoever loses his soul life for my sake, this one shall save it. For what is a man profited, if he gains the whole world, but loses or forfeits himself? For whoever is ashamed of me and of my words, of this one will the Son of Man be ashamed when he comes in his glory and the glory of the Father and of the holy angels. But I say to you truly, there are some of those standing here who shall by no means taste death until they see the kingdom of God. And about 8 days after these words, he took with him Peter and John and James, and went up into the mountain to pray. And as he prayed, the appearance of his face became different, and his garment dazzling white. And behold, two men were conversing with him, who were Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his departure, which he was about to complete in Jerusalem. Now Peter and those with him had been overcome with sleep, but when they had fully woken up, they saw his glory and the two men who were standing with him. And as they were departing from him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good for us to be here. And let us make three tents, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah," not knowing what he was saying. And while he said these things, a cloud appeared and overshadowed them, and they became frightened as they entered into the cloud. And a voice came out of the cloud, saying, "This is my Son, the Chosen One. Hear him." And when the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. And they kept silent and reported to no one in those days anything of what they had seen. And on the following day, when they came down from the mountain, a great crowd met him. And behold, a man from the crowd called out, saying, "Teacher, I beg you to look upon my son, for he is my only child." And behold, a spirit takes him, and suddenly he cries out, and it throws him into convulsions with foaming, and it hardly goes away from him, all the time crushing him. And I begged your disciples to cast it out, and they could not. And Jesus answered and said, "O unbelieving and perverted generation, how long shall I be with you and bear with you? Bring your son here." And just as he was coming to him, the demon threw him down and greatly convulsed him. But Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit and healed the child and gave him back to his father. And all were astounded at the majesty of God. And while all were marveling at all the things which he did, he said to his disciples, "Put these words into your ears, for the Son of Man is about to be delivered into the hands of men." But they did not understand this saying, and it was concealed from them so that they would not perceive it. And they were afraid to ask him concerning this saying. And reasoning came in among them as to which of them was greatest. And Jesus, seeing the reasoning of their heart, took hold of a little child and stood him beside himself. And he said to them, "Whoever receives this little child because of my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives him who sent me. For he who is least among you all, this one is great." And John answered and said, "Master, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we forbade him because he does not follow with us." But Jesus said to him, "Do not forbid him, for he who is not against you is for you." And as the days were being fulfilled for him to be taken up, he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. And he sent messengers before his face. And they went and entered into a village of the Samaritans to prepare for him. And they did not receive him, because his face was set to go to Jerusalem. And seeing this, the disciples, James and John, said, "Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them?" But turning, he rebuked them and said, you do not know of what kind of spirit you are. The Son of Man has not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And they went into another village. And as they went along the road, someone said to him, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus said to him, The foxes have holes, and the birds of heaven have roosts, but the Son of Man does not have a place where he may lay his head. And he said to another, Follow me. But he said, Lord, permit me to go first and bury my father. But he said to him, Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and announce the kingdom of God everywhere. And another also said, I will follow you, Lord, but first permit me to say farewell to those in my house. But Jesus said to him, No one who puts his hand on the plow and looks behind is fit for the kingdom of God.